If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Slifwave says, how has JF remained eternally niche? That is a good question. Well, first, I am a niche guy by nature. You know, I don't do just stupid entertainment. I don't do entertainment that's aimed at increasing the audience unless it's intelligent. And also, there's so many cartels, so many deals that are made. People are propped up artificially, by the way. The entire social media space has been bought out. So it's not like the early days of the internet. I did rise, but then they hit us with censorship. And censorship was just the excuse. They just wanted to put their people in place to control the minds, and they succeeded. And everything is a cartel like this. It's not unique to the media world. If you're a farmer, you're going to face cartels in the slaughterhouse business, in the distribution business. If you're a producer of anything, an inventor of something, you're going to face cartels. Just look at Shark Tank. I was watching a couple of episodes of Shark Tank yesterday. Even a billionaire like Kevin O'Leary, he's frustrated because he can't force the Walmarts of this world to accept his products all the time. It's everything is ultimately a cartel of control. And that is a very sad thing because I was promised a society of freedom and competition. Nicholas Petrus says, yeah, pretty much most people who get huge are plants or massive sellouts or puppets. Exactly. You can see it. You can see it. They do their little talk pro-Iran and, oh, they get attention and they get propped up by the algorithms. This is not natural. This is all bought out. And you have basically at this point Jonathan Greenblatt coming out publicly and bragging about it. Oh, yeah, we have deals with these guys and, oh, yeah, we're checking with these guys. Okay, so you are setting up a conspiracy to buy people's attention. That's what's happening. Marby Dog says, woman and homosexuals have succeeded. For a time, it was a big thing. They were pushing LGBT YouTubers and then black YouTubers. And you had these pseudo-intellectual frauds just going on to unknown black podcasts just to prop them up. And it's like, how about you start engaging with something serious? Like, instead of just going to a podcast for the host skin color, how about you start engaging with something serious? Tonight, I'm starting my TikTok career. Mark Carney has been inspiring me tonight. He's been enabling a collaboration between Canada and China. I'm getting excited. Now, I'm still for Alberta independence, but holy shit, does Carney make Canada interesting? We're going to attempt to find a Chinese woman to come and marry me. We'll get to this. I have prepared my message to the Chinese female. But first, our title, Iran eggings are being canceled. Is cancel culture going too far this time? Cancel culture hits again. The Iran hangings of the protesters and the freedom lovers have been canceled at the request of Donald Trump. It seems that Iran has been not wanting to provoke Donald Trump, wanting to do everything that he wants so that they don't get a strike. And it's good. It's good because, well, first, you know, it's I don't have much respect for these agents of subversion because I think they're funded by the outside. I think there is some degree of grassroots hatred against the Iranian regime, but I think there is also a large part of outside funding. Having seen how the Greenblatts of this world behave in our countries, I can totally see these people using psyops in countries that they want to destabilize. So I am, though, despite the fact that this is clearly traitor actions that are taken in some of these cases, I'm not for their death. So I think it's a good thing that they are being saved here. Over 800 people that were going to be hanged. Donald Trump says, "I greatly respect the fact that all scheduled hangings, which were to take place yesterday, over 800 of them have been canceled by the leadership of Iran. Thank you." And this gives us a totally different type of leadership of America, which has been a signature of Trump. Trump doesn't cancel Iran, doesn't cancel North Korea. Trump will speak with Putin. And the Democrats, they never do that. And generally, even the Republicans don't do that. But Trump has been an exception there, and it's good. It's good because if you dehumanize the other side and you just say, oh, well, they're evil and we don't talk to them. But here, he got some lives saved. Stephen Robinson says, canceled or rescheduled? The future will tell. We'll have to see. We'll have to see. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the regular chat on YouTube or use the Streamlabs link. Streamlabs is my favorite platform to receive super chats. And I think I finally got a handle of the alert system that was doing beep, beep. So I think that if you join a membership tonight or if we got new subscribers on the channel, we're not going to get annoyed with these bells and whistles. It was very complicated. It's not that I'm a boomer. But Streamlabs made it very weird. You had to click checkboxes of filter, but there was a button named enable. And I clicked disable. I put it at off, so it was not enabled. But somehow this is not the right button. Somehow there is a button that says enabled, but it's not the right button to enable the alert. You have instead to go up there, change the URL, N option true equals false. Okay, but I'm not a boomer. Defenestrator says, are Chinese women inseminated sideways? Very soon, I should be able to tell you because we had a massive news today. Absolute victory for the passport bros. We will get delicious salmon balls. China to allow visa-free access for Canadian visitors, according to Carney. So there is a deal being worked between the leadership of Canada and the leadership of China. The two countries will get close together, and this means a flow of available Chinese women who will come to resolve the woman question in Canada. I am ecstatic. Finally, I can be done with the brain broken, sick white woman. I can get my Chinese wife. And I have prepared a message. Tonight is my debut on TikTok. I will be uploading this message on TikTok in a few hours after my show, just as the sun rises in China, 8 a.m., 9 a.m. there. We will be memeing a Chinese wife into my life. So here's my message to the Chinese woman. John Gon Yu Shime, Tadzia Hao. Wodzai yo fulan slohadzali IP. Wo-chi-yo a-feng-cheng-cheng-gung on-ker-zi-dia her-med in-in-yang. Woman doing their zi jianada her jung go zeng ge der zi. Zi-yang-yan-himen gong-long i-lai-jianada lo-sing. Zi-yao-gang-si-ya woman wei-dada ling-zi-yo-ma-ker-kani. Wozai yoso yating genter lights a zonguo de nusin xing cheng jer can wei wo de zizli. Wo shi yu wei ten yer fong fu de tushi. Der dong guo wen hu ya. Yo liolet bao kuo yo he to to xiao lang bao. Yi ti som ye yu mi feng shuo. So wei wa that's zizli. Nipo shi ha gong zuo dai rugo omnisian gong zuo ye kuyi. Woman xiang shi sing sing zi wei yi feng shi ho der. Ni xiao yo zi wei chong fancy. Yan fago ojo shi di xing yai. Ni xiang wo de urge ripra hu hun shi wu ri shengo u ke shu suo shu de yong pin. Bao kuo mi fan yi wu, shit anig xiao de tari hao. Wo chai dai yu nai gong du, yi shen ting tiao ti yen fas ong. Dao wo de yu ex yang, na kuyi zai. JFG.world, zao dao ta. So in short, what I explained to the Chinese woman is it is time to send me an email and get the full experience of French European sex in a Canadian shack. I believe there will be a massive migratory movement of females from China. I have presented my knowledge of Chinese culture. I have presented my ability to speak Mandarin and to respect her culture. And I am offering a wife position to any Chinese woman who is willing to move to Canada, and I explained that she will have everything she needs. I have black vinegar. I have the ability to make xiaolongbai. I have rice flour. She will be able to prepare anything. She doesn't have to work. Come here, ladies. You're going to have fun. And you're going to experience true white sex. That is what I had to say. I'll be uploading this to TikTok. Hopefully my channel will start popping up viral on TikTok. Hopefully. Defenestrator says JF is looking for Chinese takeout, so to speak. Oh God. It gets worse and worse, this Ashley Sinclair, because you can see what it is to have a woman at the head of some political internet presence. She has complete disregard for her fans. This is why these people are put in place. Don't send your money to these people. They will absolutely drop you under the bus. She speaks disgustingly of, oh no, I said right-wing things and they like me. And I was like, oh shit, they like me. Oh, they are fed. How can you be that fake? It's not like it's been 30 years and you changed your mind genuinely. No, it's just that you've never been right-wing. You were just yapping what people were demanding that you yap. To position yourself, to drain attention. Plapides says, JF, the Mossad girlfriend just wanted to steal your Bitcoin. The Chicom girlfriend will steal your kidneys. That's why I have two kidneys, bitches. Papa JF is ready to take one hit in the kidney. As long as there is insemination.
It was one of the first eras, because I don't really count the Obama era as like an influencer era. It really was Trump. And that's the first time ever that you were able to get this validation and feel like you were right, even if you were wrong, because it was blowing up online or you got a lot of likes. And you don't know why people are liking things. You don't know if it's because it pushes their agenda or whatever. And so there were all these crazy factors that when you're a young and hungry kid is really attractive.
Totally. I mean, I think I was talking to somebody that went.
I can't believe she's speaking to. They are creating a whole club of, oh, come talk to me. Come talk to me as a super new leftist. We will take you out of your brainwashing. You've been victimized. You've been abused by the right. Come. Just apologize and kneel.
And through like the Daily Caller's like news journalism program or whatever. And there's so many journalists I know in media that have gone through these like sort of right-wing pipelines. And it's because they exist. Like they're well-funded and there's opportunities. And I totally.
And you're not being funded right now?
Totally understand being a young person. I mean, I was talking to a kid that worked for, he was like 22, but like worked for Doge. And I'm like, why the hell would you work for Doge? And he's like, well, I don't know. I'm an engineer. And like, it's cool to work for the government and have that on my resume. Like when you're young and ambitious, I think like you end up accepting opportunities without maybe like thinking that hard about it. And so I can totally see, especially during that era when like, especially you were a young woman and they were so after like young women, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And what people...
Holy shit. The post regret. You got exploited. You didn't know. You were too naive. Are women ever reaching that moment where they are responsible for what they're doing? It's not that she was naive and got misled. It's that she lied. She lied about her political position because she knew it would be expedient and she knew it would be profitable. And she lied about even her intent toward Elon. And she targeted him like a predator, just owning him on him while he fell under the charm.
So I was homeschooled in high school, which gave me a lot more social skills than, you know, some people who were homeschooled a bit longer. But there was also, I just wanted the friend group I didn't have in high school, so to speak.
How are these people becoming public intellectuals? I was yearning for the friends that I could never have. Holy shit. These women will find any excuse to escape responsibility for their words. She had a lack of friends. She felt isolated.
And so there was very much like a yearning for some sort of community or belonging too. And I'm like, oh my God, they like me.
Oh my God, they like me. Oh yeah, the lip filler is strong on this one. This is why you don't fill your lips. Natural lips are so much more beautiful than this.
Got involved with different conservative companies behind the scenes as opposed to public facing. And I did a lot of the influencer-y stuff, but most of my work was primarily operations of different conservative organizations, different production companies, different campaign companies until I, can you feel the regret where you think back? I feel like I get.
It was a year or two ago you were in this. The regret. You haven't changed since. There's no reason why you changed your mind on trans questions or any conservative questions. You're the exact same person you were. You're just trying to come out and be reintegrated into an accepting leftist female group because you're done playing your game. You cashed out. You cashed out of the opportunities that you could take what with lying.
Like trauma flashbacks sometimes.
First of all,
trauma flashbacks for working in a conservative organization. Don't give jobs to these women. Don't give jobs to these women. Men don't get the job. Their trauma flashback is to never get hired anywhere. Her trauma flashback is to have been hired. And to have run away with the cash and to have suddenly changed her mind when it was convenient. That's her trauma. Your trauma is you'll never get hired in a conservative organization because you're a male.
I mean, I get trauma flashbacks and I was
when you got involved with different.
Absolute sad spectacle. This meltdown, basically, of Ashley St. Clair, who is in a vengeful campaign against Elon Musk. And she somehow identifies, okay, the umbrella, Elon Musk and the whole right. Now she wants to mess. She wants to mess with Elon Musk. someone sends me a Discord. Bless you, JF. Okay, thank you. I don't know why he sent this. Keep in mind, all women think like Candace Owen. But thanks to Candace, men can simply finally get a glimpse at this internal universe. So Candace has gone absolutely crazy on her show. Now, I've been backing Candace in her original weird investigations because I think we have to. I prefer transparency and error than silence. Marby Dog says, any Chinese takers yet? No. People are sleeping in China. I will strategically upload my Chinese message on TikTok 1 hour after this show so that we get the females waking up just like fish in a pond, slowly waking up, and then you hit them with the bait. Candace, I've been supporting her on the original investigations because they were fact-oriented. But now she's gone absolutely insane talking about time travel. She's like, well, Charlie said he was a time traveler, right? Who says that kind of thing? And she's not trying to imply directly that Charlie Kirk is a time traveler, but she's trying. She is letting it be heard that there is some sort of Sumerian secret technologies that governments have access to, and that perhaps Charlie could see the future through some special powers. Let's listen to what she has to say. It's very weak, but it's what happens if you put females forward. I mean, as I was explaining, this is how female thinks. Females don't have the boundaries that males have in terms of hypothesis, reality, plausibility, possibility, impossibility, energy vortex, Sumerian calendars. We have little boxes, and a male has basically an infinity of boxes that he can properly open and shut at the right moment. Females have exactly the same boxes, but they don't have the ability to open them and shut them at any moment they want. Sometimes the boxes randomly open. Oh, we're talking about factual matters of Charlie Kirk. And oh, the governments have Sumerian calendar technology.
Why did Charlie think he was a time traveler? He said, as I showed you in earlier messages, that he was a time traveler and he had to find me. Is that just something people are saying to their homies in text messages? And again, not anything that I would have placed so much emphasis on back when he was saying it, but it came to fruition. The other parts, he did die young. Why?
High IQ people, we can see things coming, by the way. That's why I have so many accurate predictions across the years. I made a whole video of my 5 strongest predictions. I literally predicted that Ashley St. Clair is getting inseminated by Elon at the moment of insemination, 9 months before anyone in the public guessed it. Before it was declared publicly. So IIQ people, we can see stuff coming because we have extreme correlate assessment. But that doesn't mean we time travel, and it's not a superpower. It's really just it's intelligence.
Why did he think that him dying young was necessary in order to change things? He did die young. It is related to Turning Point USA. In some way or another, at the very least, we could all agree it's related to him speaking at a campus event for Turning Point USA. I'm totally occupied by this. I tell you, I read these messages and I'm going, what is this? What is reality, actually? And Charlie died. Yes, like I said, it was related to this organization. And I think we would all agree that his death and the manner that they did it changed the world in ways that I don't think we can fully realize, or certainly not in a way that I can articulate. You just cannot pretend that all of this is one big unhappy coincidence. It's entirely plausible, I think plausible, that they knew something about Charlie. And that's why they had him marked and had him monitored and had him likely followed since he was young. And maybe they thought, like the agents think, that if they swarmed him and they stayed with him and they pretended to be his friend, that ultimately they could control Charlie and perhaps change an outcome. They could literally change an outcome related to Charlie. So,
Of course, there are enormous political interests that are, this is not crazy. There are enormous political interests that had advantage in the life or death of Charlie Kirk.
So when for the first time in his life, because I do believe he was managed, I mean, I've already said I was handled. I didn't recognize that I had a...
Absolutely. All these people are coached by handlers. They are coached, followed from close. And the handlers, they are monitoring them. And they're trying to stop the boundaries when they drift too much away from the pro-Israel discourse. We know how they proceed. They've done it to Kanye. They've done it to Candace. They've done it to everyone. Even to an extent, think about me. I mean, there was Frame Games Radio coming on my show. He was kind of an handler when you look at it. When you look at what he's now said, Mike Benz, about his contributions to my show. He was trying to be a handler. Now, handling JF, you need to be a Chinese woman to handle JF because it's very hard to handle JF. It's very overwhelming, the size of it. You need the right hands.
Agents. And for the first time in his life, Charlie peeks his head up and starts to push back in a meaningful way. It couldn't stop him from becoming bigger. That seemed to be inevitable. But they panicked. They seem to have panicked, right? I mean, this is just starting to happen within a year when Charlie's going like, hey, man, I don't actually think this. I don't actually believe this. And then he goes, you know what? Take the money. Take the money out of the organization. And they panicked. They freaked out. And their solution was, no, 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 just kill him. Just kill him. We can't have this. Why did Charlie?
It does seem like something like this has happened. It does seem like he was becoming too uncontrollable. Click accept says, allowing yourself to connect to your inner intuition is cool. I love it. It's a very feminine thing. I think there are negative consequences. Don't get me wrong. When I defend a large space of freedom for journalists, don't get me wrong. There are costs to the path that is being explored by Candace Owens because there are costs of credibility. Like how many times can you say stuff that turns out to be false before your own base gets frustrated at you? Of course, her base may not even be interested so much in the finding of the truth. They might just be excited at the possibilities. And that's what she's farming right now. She's farming an umbrella of possible directions for the investigation. It gets very emotional. It's like those true crime stories on TV. It gets very addictive. So in a way, she's bringing the true crime stuff to the live stream and to the current event processing. That's a novelty to me. Sadie Edwards says, India swarming Greenland to get their U.S. payout. Well, you know, and I'm not for Canada. I still want Alberta independence. But when you look at what Mark Carney did with the Chinese woman and these visa deals where it will be easy to fly one country to the other, you know, I much prefer this than being integrated to the American empire, let me tell you. Because the American empire, they're going to send their worst. They're going to populate your state or your province or whatever you are. Like, they're going to populate with their bad demographics. And things are going to get hard. Whereas with China, I prefer being an ally of China, I'll be honest. And maybe Nick Fuentes will be yelling at me when he comes on this show for his interview. But it's like, China, if we're going to have any sort of immigration, I'd rather it be Chinese than even the current demographic outlook of the USA. That's how bad it is. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm for immigration generally, but I do prefer Chinese and Japanese immigration to USA immigration and to USA internal movement. Because if Alberta was to become a state of the US, we would be flooded by whatever demographic flow they want to cause. And if we're getting too annoying for the empire, down the line, a Democrat would take power and they would just give welfare to anyone moving to Alberta. And then we'd have the fucking tacos. The fucking tacos would make it to Alberta. And now we'd have guacamole just smashed in a real stone bowl with lime juice. Sadie Edwards says, I, for one, welcome our new yellow overlords. I do. Come liberate us from the white woman, please. Ty Rogerson says, China is JF as a country. Just wants to trade, otherwise mostly leaves others alone. Yeah, China is quite a peaceful country when you think about it. And yeah, it does fit my personality in a way. They're not libertarians, but in their geopolitics, they are kind of libertarian. They're kind of peace is better. Peace is better, and good markets and trade is how it can go. Curtis Yarvin, not always very intelligent, but he's correct on this. He says, I watch this so you don't have to. His feet are clear of the vehicle. It does not run over his feet. It strikes his upper body roughly as he shoots. This is why his feet slide back and also why he had internal bleeding. Watch it anyway. Fine example of lying with the truth. Because you have the New York Times republishing another analysis. Now, their first analysis was absolutely beside the track in my view. Now they try another analysis with the new video where it's an angle where you can see the impact of the car onto the agent. And their point is that, oh, well, his feet were beside the car and the car was continuing not in his direction. It doesn't matter because his feet were beside the car because he got pushed by the car. The New York Times even admits this. So it's like saying, oh, he wasn't charging you. He had just bumped onto you and you were pushed back and therefore you were not in his way anymore. And therefore, let's say that someone runs at you with a knife and somehow he slips a little bit and he bumps onto you instead of hitting you with the knife. You fell backward or you fell sideways. Is it suddenly a non-deadly situation because you're not in the path of the guy with the knife? No, the guy with the knife just bumped you, just pushed you in a way that you lost control of your feet. You are in extreme danger. The same is true of the car. The car pushed this agent. That's why he has internal bleeding in the torso. He pushed so hard that his feet went away. That doesn't suddenly create a situation of non-death. That doesn't create a situation where the car cannot continue its path and roll over his feet. The car has been used to commit a physical assault. Therefore, the life of the agent is in danger. Period. It doesn't matter that the car pushed the guy out of the way initially. The policeman doesn't have to reevaluate at every millisecond whether he is still in danger. Technically, or whether the car may go in a different direction than him. The car went in his direction, and that's enough to know that he's in danger. Now, you can't update a brain ID at a frequency of smaller than a period of 100, 200 milliseconds. That is the speed of processing of the brain. So you cannot make a new decision or reevaluate a situation in its entirety within 200, 500 milliseconds. Maybe for this kind of difficult stuff, it might take 1 or 2 seconds to make up a full mind. His mind was made up. The moment he got hit by the car, he was physically assaulted. There was a danger to his life and he shot. Period. Trump is talking about tariffs and threatening the countries that disagree with his taking of Greenland.
A 25% tariff, which is, by the way, about 7 times more than they would have to pay by raising their drug, like 7 times. This wasn't like a little bit more, 7 times more. And I may do that for Greenland, too. I may put a tariff on countries if they don't go along with Greenland, because we need Greenland for national security. So I may do that. I'll give you a little. I'll take you out of that. In fact, that'll end up being the story. But actually, this is a much bigger story because we're reducing health care by numbers that you haven't seen.
So Trump jumps from one thing to the other. He has a very eclectic mind. But my understanding is he's saying that he will punish the countries that don't agree with his taking of Greenland. I guess maybe it's going to be Canada, Europe in general. I don't know. Very weird. YouTube user says, "Hi, Jeff. I'm an old fan who hasn't visited your channel in a year. Oh, wow. Did you gain weight?" No, I lost weight. I guess you could say I gained weight if you compare to 2013. But no, recently I lost weight. I'm returning to a healthy weight. I have been successful at losing 50 pounds now. I'm trying to work hard to get to 55, 60. That's where I'm headed. Laura Loomer says, "Preparing an expose on the Carlson family. Wait till you see how degenerate this family is. I'm going to release it all." These are agents being sent for ordered hit piece. There is nothing natural about these people. Laura Loomer is always there to make more noise for Iran war. She's always there to smear whoever the Jews need to be smeared. The Israeli and state interest. She's always defending these things. And now she's going after Tucker. Why? Because there's a Jonathan Greenblatt campaign of the ADL to target Candace, Nick Fuentes, and Tucker. All of this for the crime, for guilt by association, the crime of having been together and having respected each other enough to have an interview. We are truly in dark times in terms of information. And Jonathan Greenblatt was bragging about all this and about how he has institutions in his pocket and he's buying this and buying that. And now he has a new system. He says it's an AI system that detects every time someone like Ashley Sinclair gets in trouble. They enter the case in this AI system, and the AI system has a database where they look for any opportunity of lawsuits. Does that ring a bell? What have we seen again and again in the last few years? Whenever someone causes a problem to Israeli state interest or becomes a voice of anti-war, in the case of the wars that are interesting to Israel, what's happening to them? They get sued. They get sued by prosecutors. They get sued by the state. Sudden crimes are found about them. Or they even get sued by their wives, their ex-wives. Their ex-wife goes on New York Times. So all of this has been running in the background. They have systematized legal persecution of thinkers. So now they have an AI. This is not me being paranoid, by the way. This is as described by Jonathan Greenblatt. They have an AI that knows all of their lawyers that they have across the country that would side with their side. You know, like who's this girl, Bloom? Laura Bloom or something Bloom? This lawyer who's always there to defend a victim of Trump sexual abuse. So they have a database of 50,000 lawyers of that sort that are just willing to get paid by billionaires to defend Jewish interests in America. And whenever any information that the ADL receives goes into this database, and then they ask the AI, is there someone we can fuck his life up? Is there someone we can go after for this? And what do we have? Ashley St. Clair is currently suing Elon for Grok. For Grok generating porn images of her. Was this ordered by the ADL AI? Is this where they are at now? They have an AI that has concluded, well, Ashley, that's easy. Easy. Just go after your ex through his ownership of Grok. And don't worry, there'll be plenty of porn pics generated about you. I mean, is it the AI that generated these porn pics? Because, or is it a bunch of randos on the internet? Are these randos paid? Is it an op? Is it something that was developed for a false flag? Are Ashley St. Clair's boobs being used here as a false flag? I ask the question because it is very clear to me that Jonathan Greenblatt's AI, the way he describes it, would tell to Ashley St. Clair, go for a Grok lawsuit for sexual harassment. That's exactly what his AI is designed to do. And he's your ex, so it's going to mix into a personal affair. In fact, was Ashley St. Clair sent by the fucking AI to go date Elon Musk, to create that avalanche of consequences? I mean, we're going to have to ask these questions because AI is there. AI can do this. AI can, you know, I'm going to become Candace for a moment. AI can see the future. It has ancient technology in it. No, but AI can, actually, because of intelligence. Ashley St. Clair was so heavily embedded in the conservative space and networking, a lot of conservatives totally silent on what's going on, probably still friends with her and sending her a text like they privately agree with her, grifters, feminists, white knights, and simps. We have Mike Cernovich here. Oh, yeah. Ashley St. Clair has been around, okay? Jack Posobiec, Vivek Ramaswamy, Seth Dillon. Ashley St. Clair has been passed around like a Starship Musk rocket. Oh, God. Sometimes there are jokes I'm unable to say them without laughing them off. Yes, Ashley St. Clair has been efficiently reusable. Sean L. says, does Ashley St. Clair even exist? Lol. Doo-doo-doo. Kids Dead says, JF is the first person I've ever seen mug with no other male present. This shouldn't even be possible. I'm mugging, absolutely. You'll see. Here's a wild fucking bet, okay? In 10 years from now, I'll mug Clavicular. In 10 years from now, I will mug Clavicular with my Chinese wife by my side. and I would look at Clavicular and I would say, wow, man, this guy used to mug.
We're currently at JF 2017 levels of skinny. Organ health optimized for performance, but some backup fat for quick access energy stores.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a sweet spot to be, but I want to be thinner than this. So I will keep doing my diet. I will keep working out. I've been increasing the workouts. I would say I do 30 minutes of good exerting activity every day. I could do more eventually, but for now, that's what I can do.
In communist China, wife disappear you.
Oh, yeah. By the way, you know who I heard from? Shrig Mamel. Shrig Mamel is married to an Asian beauty. Holy shit. Oh, man. Things are going so well. This guy has worked so hard. He was asking me for counsel with a cold approach to women in America 6 years ago. I was responding to his super chats. You guys will remember, those who were with us. Then he started exploring all Chinese, Asian continents. Went to Thailand, went to all these jungle Asian places. Got into all sorts of trouble. The women were not trustable. They were trying to drain his money. And now he has found a true Chinese wife. He's married to her. Isn't that the most beautiful outcome? This guy worked like crazy. 6 years. 6 years to get a wife. Cold approach of, I would estimate that he has cold approached about 2,000 to 5,000 women. And that he has been dating extensively with at least 15 different Asians. Bro. Shrink my mail has found happiness. That is so good. So good. Was he in the Philippines? I think he may have been. He's been in a couple of these countries. I remember at some point the brothers-in-laws wanted him dead and he had to flee some of these countries. Bro, this guy risked. This is how it's done, bro. This guy risked his life for reproduction. Just absolute success here. And now they're happy. They've been together. It's stable. She wants babies. Excellent. Yes! ACLU and celebs release a cringe appeal to allow men in women's sport. The American Civil Liberties Union has rolled out... Oh, that's another one like the ADL. They're always there to subvert society. They're always there to mess up something. If they can mess up female sports, men's sport, if they can confuse people about genders, they will. They have rolled out a new campaign pushing for biological males to compete in women's sport. Just as the Supreme Court takes up cases that could finally protect female athletes from unfair competition, featuring stars including Megan Rapinoe and Naomi Watts, the ad frames this as a fight for freedom, when in reality it's just another leftist assault on women's rights and fair play. Yes, it is. It is. New York scammers plead guilty in a $68 million adult daycare fraud. Adult daycare? Fraud scheme. Two scammers in Brooklyn pleaded guilty on Thursday to defrauding the state's controversial Medicaid home care program to the tune of $60 million. Manal Wassef and Ellen Antao, both 46, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit health care fraud. Their scheme involved referring Medicaid recipients to two Brooklyn social adult daycare centers and a home health company in exchange for illegal kickbacks. Wow. So they have these old people on Medicaid and they say, hey, would you like to make a little money? All you have to do is say that we're caring for you. and we'll give you $200 and we're making thousands. So a system of kickback in sped state services. This must be going on across the whole country with everything that the federal government funds and it gives the money to the states, and it's all based on good intentions. Oh, we're gonna offer more care, telemedicine, home care, and it all goes down the drain. It's all stolen. They don't have ways to check. Really, state funds always do this because there's no such thing as free. And when you create an artificial freeness, then you create artificial needs that come with it. Because now everyone is incentivized at getting that money. And for that, they have to claim that they have needs. That is it for tonight. Kid's Dad says, that's hot. I'm a Latina lover. My wife is half German, half Mexican. All right, bro, whatever. Whatever works with you. It's not like the white females are available to reproduce, right? They have to become corporate agents and single moms of single children. So we need to expand. We need to broaden. We need to shrink my mail. We need to be shrink my mail. We need to be in a jungle ready to die. We need to have these gangsters coming from the, being ordered by the brother-in-law of our new Filipino's girlfriend, and just look at them in the face and say, you will not stop my reproduction. You can take my life, but you can't take my balls.